Hello, my friends. Welcome back. I am here to help you get your mind aligned with the truth of God's Word. And who am I? My name is Kerry Green. I'm a pastor. I'm a Bible teacher. And I welcome you to The Morning Mindset. If this is your first time, just hang around. Get an idea for what we're doing. We're here to get our minds aligned with the truth of God's Word. Friends, did you know you can be an emotional help and support to others with the power of Jesus living through you? Now, that may not sound real attractive to some of you. Others, you may say, yes, I want to be that kind of a person. Well, friends, I'm going to show you today from Romans 12, 15, how that is a thoroughly biblical concept and how through that kind of a ministry, that kind of a help to people, we can bring them to a place of growth and strength and maturity. Stay tuned. We're going to get right to that. But before we do, could I ask you to do me a favor? Would you pause this episode right now and think of someone who you know could benefit from The Morning Mindset just as you have, and send them a quick text, send them a quick email, and tell them about The Morning Mindset, and share a link to this episode. Go to morningmindsetmedia.com or go to yourmorningmindset.com and let people know about The Morning Mindset. All right, friends, before we dive in to Romans 12, 15, let's pray. We need our God to teach us what He desires us to know today. Our Lord and our God, we are your servants. We are on this planet to do your will. We want our lives to be bigger than we could ever make them and more impactful than we can ever dream. So Lord, guide us, teach us, show us the hard steps we need to take to see you do the great things in us and through us that you have planned. In Jesus' name, amen. Okay, if you have a copy of the scriptures, we're in Romans chapter 12, verse number 15, where the Apostle Paul has been giving a list of behaviors and actions that believers in Jesus Christ should make a part of their regular routine. Here in verse 15, he says, "Rejoice with those who rejoice, weep with those who weep." Now, the rejoicing part of this, I think we all pretty much have down. I mean, we go to birthday parties. Why? To celebrate with the person who's celebrating their birthday. We go to weddings. Why? To celebrate with those who are getting married. We know how to rejoice with people who are feeling excited and happy about something going on in their life. But we get uncomfortable when it comes time to weep with those who are weeping. We feel like we got to know something to say to make it better, or we need to be able to have just the perfect words to bring comfort. And friends, those are good intentions, but those are not really what's needed. Notice what Paul says here. Weep with those who weep. You're to enter into the sorrow with them. And believe it or not, this helps them emotionally. You see, it causes them to feel they're not alone. I have a story I can tell you about this in my own life. When my oldest son, who's now in his early 30s, was just born. He was an infant, maybe 2 months old. My wife had a severe problem with her heart and was rushed to the emergency room. And I thought I was going to be a single dad because it was that serious. And I remember standing in the waiting room, staring at this tank of tropical fish that were swimming around, wondering, how am I going to handle being a single dad? How am I going to survive this whole thing? And I turned my head and I looked down the hall, and coming down the hall was a friend of mine walking down the hall toward me. He was actually an associate pastor at our church as well. And he walked up. He's a guy a little taller than me, a little bigger than me. And he just wrapped his arms around me as I cried and as I just let it all out. And my friends, I can't tell you how much of a strength that was to me in that time. My friend Tom did for me what this verse is saying. He wept with me while I was weeping. Now, I don't remember if he literally shed tears, but he was with me in the pain. He didn't say anything. He just held me. He just hugged me. He just loved me as only a friend, only a brother or sister in Christ can do. And friends, we cannot be shy about doing this as believers in Jesus Christ. It's part of the way all of us grow up in our faith. It's by being held in those moments, by being loved in those moments, by being helped in those moments. And I want to challenge you, as I'm challenging myself today, to not be shy in those moments when someone is obviously in a place of emotional need. Don't let the discomfort of the moment make you hesitant to love. You see, Jesus stepped into those situations, and we are called to be like him, to represent him on planet Earth. And as we do it amongst believers, we will learn how to grow together in unity, and we will learn how to express that same kind of love to those who are outside the faith and draw them into the unity of fellowship with Jesus Christ. Lord Jesus, empower us with this desire, this eagerness, this power to help others emotionally in their times of need. Teach us how to rejoice with those who rejoice and weep with those who weep, and to do so from a heart of compassion because you have been compassionate to us. Well, friends, that is a wrap for this episode of The Morning Mindset. If you would like to know more about what it means to be a Christian and how to become a Christian, you can go to morningmindsetmedia.com/meetjesus to find out more. That link is in the description for this episode. I also want to remind you to check out our episode sponsor. You'll find a link to their information in the description of this episode. Right there, you'll also find out how you can become a daily sponsor of The Morning Mindset. You can do so anonymously, in memory of someone, or simply to let others know you support The Morning Mindset. Go to morningmindsetmedia.com/daily sponsor.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.